Friends, one of the important decisions that company has to take or in the company's life is an important decision is a dividend. So how company declares the dividend to its shareholders? What are the factors determines the percentage of the dividend? And how they satisfies the investor by declaring the dividend? What happens if the dividend is not declared? So all those issues we are going to discuss in this chapter 7, that is factors which are affecting the dividend decision. These factors affecting dividend decision, basically I have divided into two parts. Those factors are the basic factors which affects the dividend action or dividend decision, and another aspects internally depending upon various ratios, combination, book values, market price and so many other factors, that is internal factors that we will consider separately around this type of the financial factor consists of around more than around 15 to 20 ratios which we have to consider before making the dividend decision, and this is the responsibility of the finance manager. Whereas the basic factors which are affecting the decision is outside the purview of the finance manager to take the decision, but he has to take into consideration these basic factors also, and recommendation to the company, recommendation to the board for declaring the dividend. So, dividend is the area which is every investor is looking forward to take some return on their investment. Why the corporation pay the dividend is the basic question. First, foremost answer is the return on investment to the investor. This is the first thing. But there are several other factors also why company has to declare the dividend. The dividend decision is taken after the due consideration to a members of the factors like legal as well as the financial factors. This is also because the set of dividend policy, as I said earlier also, company must in place the dividend policy in place, basis, that is the basic guiding principles for company to take the decisions. So the dividend policy cannot be evolved that can be applied to the firms, rather than the dividend decision varies from firms to firms in the light of the firm's specific consideration. By law, Companies Law, Companies Act 1956, there is a mandatory provision to have the dividend policy in place by all the companies which are registered under the Companies Act. Dividend decision is one of the important decisions, and it is the decision that is taken after due consideration of various elements or various related aspects and various factors into consideration. There are various factors which are influencing the company's dividend policy. Dividend payout keeps firms in the capital market, where the monitoring of the managers is available at the lowest cost. If a firm has a free cash flow, then it is better to share them with the shareholders in the form of dividend in order to reduce the possibility of these funds being wasted on unprofitable or on the negative net present value of the project. As I said, factors we have divided for the dividend policy in two ways. One is the basic factor, another one is a financial factor. Basic factor consist of around 7 to 8 factors which influences the decision of the dividend of the company. theoretically, if you look over the past number of years, it has been believed that the academician that the dividend decision is influenced by the number of factors, and that is true also. Some of these factors that affect the dividend decision of the firm is now here I have mentioned. One is the legal provision. As I said some time back, as per the Companies Act 1956, there should be a dividend policy, and that guidelines which are mentioned in the policy are must be followed by any companies. And this is legally required. This is legal requirement. These guidelines are required to be followed by the companies whenever the dividend policy is to be formulated. There are two important aspects in the dividend policy, always it is mentioned, and it is as per the law, legally company has to follow. What are these? Number one, as per the guidelines, the company is required to transfer a certain percentage of the profit to its reserve. And in case they wanted to pay the dividend more than 10%. And a company is also required to pay the dividend only in cash, then in that case, with the exception of bonus shares. These are the two important provisions in legal provisions in the dividend policy. Then, magnitude of earning, how the company's earnings are, is another factor. Another important factor of the dividend policy is the extent of the company's earning, up to what extent company is earning. It serves as an introductory point for framing the policy, and this is also because company can pay the dividend either in the form of the current year's profit or it may be past year's profit. If the profits of the company is increasing, it will directly influence the dividend declaration, as the latter may be also increased as the expectations are increased. Thus, the dividend is directly linked to the availability of the earning of company. Then, desire of the shareholder. Shareholders are nothing but they are the investor of the company. The decision to declare the dividend is taken by the board of directors, but they are also required to take the consent of the shareholders, which depends on their recommendations to declare the dividend. The shareholders who are economically weak, small amount is invested in the company, then in that case they are expecting and they are waiting, eagerly waiting for the dividend to be declared by the company. Many times it is difficult for board to decide whether investors are to be pleased or their wish is to be restricted. It is a very crucial decision. So, decision has to be taken keeping in mind the interest of all the interested parties concerned, that is investors, and that is a prime responsibility of the board of directors. Nature of industry. What kind of industry is yours? The nature of industry in which company is operating influences the dividend decision. Like the industries with the stable demand throughout the year are in position to have the stable earning, thus there should have been the stable dividend policy, and vice versa. It depends how the earning of the company is. That is the nature of industry. Second is a taxation policy. The tax policy of the country so influences, this also influences the dividend policy of the company. The rate of tax directly influences the amount of the profits available to the company for declaring the dividend. Age of the company. How old is your company to declare the dividend? If you have the past history of continuous declaring the dividend, you cannot discontinue it. a new company should also restrict itself for the lower dividend or no declaring the dividend. With an, for the, even though the company is in the phase of expansion and the growth, because funds are more required in that area rather than declaring the dividend. It is suggested that the firms mature, as the firms matures, the experience contraction in their growth and the result is decline in their capital expenditure. Therefore, these firms have more free cash flow and they have to pay the dividend. Similarly, it is also suggested that more mature firms are more likely to pay the dividend. In contrast, the younger firms need to build up the reserve to finance the future growth and opportunities of the companies, thus making them to retain the earning and not to declare the dividend. Control factors are also important factors. If company declares the high rate of dividend, then there is a possibility that the company may face the liquidity crunch for which it has to issue the new shares, resulting into the dilution of the control. Keeping this threat into view, company may go for low rate of dividend or lower level of dividend and more plugging back the profit in order to use it in the future expansion of the company. Then liquidity position. A company's liquidity position also determines the level of dividend. If a company does not have the sufficient cash resources to make the dividend payment, then it may go for issues of bonus shares. Future requirement. Company, while framing the dividend policy, should also consider its future plans. If it foresees some profitable investment and the opportunities are there in near future, then it may go for the lower dividend. If not, then they may pay higher dividend also. Agency cost, that is also another factor. Separation of the ownership and control, which results into the agency problem. Agency cost can be reduced by distributing the dividend. In addition, dividends which reduces the size of the internally generated funds which are available to the managers, forcing them to go for the capital market to obtain the external funds. And the firms with a larger percentage of outside equity holding are subject to again the higher agency cost. Thus, the more widely spread it is ownership structure of the company, which have the acute free rider problem and the greater the need for the outside monitoring. Hence, these firms should pay more dividend to control the impact of the widespread ownership. Therefore, it is suggested always that ownership control should be hands of the limited company, individuals. Business risk. This is the potential factor. Risk. Always it is a potential factor. Any point of time, there may be a risk. High level of the business risk makes the relationship between the current and expected future profitability with less certainty. Consequently, it is expected that firms with a higher level of business risk will have lower dividend payments. In addition, the studies using the survey data reported compelling to the evidence that the risk can affect the dividend policy, and it is true also. In these surveys, managers explicitly cited risk as a factor that influences the dividend's choice. Financial factors. We have seen the basic, 11 basic factors are there. Those factors primarily determines the dividend policy decisions. Now coming to the financial factors which are affecting the dividend decisions. There are several ratios included and that needs to be seen by the finance manager and report to the board of directors or the management, which enables them to take the decision whether the dividend is to be declared, and if at all yes, then what is the percentage. If not, then it has to declare during their meetings. The factors so far we have discussed, which are not limited, and many more can be there to affect the determination of the dividend policy of the company. Keeping in view of the already discussed factors and the review of literature, some variables has been identified within the area of the theoretical factors, and those variables which includes both dependent and independent variables, and their interpretation depends upon their measurement. Therefore, we are now going to discuss about these variables or these ratios, how exactly the decision is taken based on these ratios. First one is DPS to face value. DPS means dividend per share, DPS. So, dividend per share to face value. This ratio evaluates the relationship between dividend per share and face value of the share, and it is calculated as per the formula given here. Another one is DPS to market value. Market value. This is dividend per share to market share. That means dividend yield ratio is equal to dividend per share divided by market value per share. What it indicates, what this ratio indicates? This ratio evaluates the relationship between the dividend per share and market value of the share. Third one is a dividend payout ratio. What is the dividend payout ratio? Dividend payout ratio is calculated by deducting dividend payout ratio will be calculated by dividing the dividend per equity shares divided by earning per share, and this enables the company to plow back the profit, which will result in more profits in the future, hence more dividends. This can be calculated as per the formula which is given here. Higher the ratio, lower is the dividend payment, and the vice versa. Fourth is a current ratio, very simple. Current asset divided by current liabilities is equal to current ratio. A higher ratio indicates that the firm's liquidity position is good and it has the ability to honor its obligation. While the low ratio implies that the firm's liquidity position is not so good and it may face the problem to comply with its obligations. 2:1 is considered as a satisfactory ratio, and the expected relation between the current ratio and dividend payment is positive. Net profit ratio, this can be calculated by dividing net profit by net sales divided by 100 is equal to net profit ratio. This ratio establishes the relation between the net profit and the sales and indicates the management's efficiency, because it consists of direct profit and sales. As dividends are declared from the net profit of the firm, so higher the net profit ratio, higher will be the expected dividend payment. Next one will be the net profit to net worth ratio. What is net worth? Net worth is capital plus reserve is the net worth. When net profit is divided by the net worth, you will get the return on shareholders' investment. This ratio is only an indication to the company and its ability to earn the profit. And if the earning capacity of the company is more the dividend payment can be expected, and vice versa. Then debt equity ratio. Debt equity ratio can be calculated by dividing the shareholders' fund to the outsiders' funds. This ratio tells the solvency position of the company. Higher the ratio, better will be the solvency, as well as the ability of the firms to pay the dividend, and the vice versa. This will hold true in case of low ratio. Then, lagged profit. The dividend is not only influenced by the past year's trend or dividend, but also by the past year's profit also. So, this is so because the company can follow the stable dividend policy if it has a sufficient current year's profit or the past year's profit. Behavior of the share prices. How the share prices in the stock market are moving. That also influences the decision. So, the prevailing share price also influences the dividend payment by the company. If the share prices of the company are unfavorable, then it may increase the dividend in order to boost the share prices, and it can be calculated as per the formula given here, that is, higher share price less lower share price divided by higher share price plus lower share price gives you the behavior of the share price. Growth earning ratio can be calculated by the formula given here, and this also indicates that if the earning of the company increases, then the chances of increase in the dividend payment are also there. So, growth must be for the survival of the company. Then growth in the working capital. This can be calculated, this growth can be calculated by using this formula of growth in the working capital, and this ratio indicates how the increase in the working capital of the company. Then if company has to increase the working capital to match the increased level of operations, then this ratio will not be useful in studying the impact of the dividend payment. Next is the lagged dividends. A company may consider the past year's dividend as a benchmark for declaring the dividend. If the company prefers the stability of the dividend payment, it may consider the past year's dividend rate and it can act accordingly. Then Tobin's Q. This is also another factor or another ratio you can calculate. And these factors represent the investment opportunities for the company. So, finance manager has to take the decision on the investment opportunities. Then he has to consider this formula of Tobin's Q. Then investment opportunity set, that is market to book value, which represents the availability of the investment opportunities to the company. And generally, it is believed to have the good negative relationship with dividend payouts. Next one is a free cash flow. How much free cash flow which you have, that also determines the dividend policy. And this variable needs to be measured to the availability of the cash with the company. Formula given is here, that is the cash flow from the operations, cash flow from the investment, less cash flow from the investment activities divided by total assets. Cash holdings, it is also another financial factor which is a variable, and to analyze that, the liquidity position of the firm. Uncertainty in earning, it also refers the variation in the earning from 1 year to another year. A small value of the standard deviation means high degree of uniformity in the earning of the Then solvency ratio. This ratio can be calculated by way of total liability to outsiders divided by total assets, which give you the solvency ratio. This ratio is a small variant of the equity ratio, and it indicates the relationship between total liabilities to the outsiders' liabilities, outsiders' total assets. Return on the net worth is another problem, another issue. This ratio is also termed as return on the investment, and this ratio indicates the relationship between net profit and the shareholders' funds. The calculation of this net worth, return on net worth, can be by way of net profit after interest and taxes divided by shareholders' fund. Another one is the return on capital employed, and this ratio establishes the relationship between profit and the capital employed. This can be calculated by two ways. One is adjusted net profit divided by gross capital per employed multiplied by 100, or it can be also calculated by adjusted net profit divided by net capital employed multiplied by 100. With this, the dividend policy, we have completed the decision making in the dividend declaration or dividend policy, which the decision has to be taken by the finance manager. Thank you very much.